Blog Talk Radio.
No. Stop. No war music tonight. This is Tracy, Weekly Conservative Talk Radio.
I'm just plain Bill. And yeah, it's still Weekly Conservative Talk Radio.
Just couldn't get. I want bumper music back up because tomorrow is December, and you know we've got Christmas coming,
yep.
And I want to get it up, and so I just have to wait till it gets ready, and then we'll play the bumper music in the middle of you know the show.
Hey, that's better than nothing.
Yeah, because that's what I can do.
Yeah,
that's
there you go.
Cool.
You got the computer.
Sorry for all you people that called in, you know, wanted to listen in last week when you weren't here. But you weren't here, so we weren't either.
So how you been?
Victoria was being transferred from a skilled nursing facility to an intermediate care facility, and I didn't want to leave her alone. And William?
I was debating on whether I had to make a run over the mountain quickly to the ER for my wife, who was having, in addition to shingles, and if you've ever had those are not pleasant, as well as extremely bad headache and upset tummy. Turns out that was a reaction to Vicodin. So those of you who take that, be careful. Yes, that can, in fact, cause some pretty severe stomach upsets. Fortunately, did not have to take her over the hill, that was certainly a possibility at the time.
Yep.
That we had to make
so
the decision.
So both of us got on the computer around 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Local time.
Yep.
And within minutes of each other going, hey, can you cover the show by yourself? And we just decided that we're going to take care of our respective spouses and let you guys hang out there,
there
and enjoy
go.
Things. So without us plugging for all kinds of interesting things that we're going to be going on.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, it's just, those are the things that, that sometimes happen, in real live radio.
And adults have to take care of them.
Yes, so, we just have to do those things. We don't have,
right.
We don't have guest hosts that can pop in at a moment's notice.
We don't even have minions, for God's sake.
What do you think about that? Should we get a small little roster of guest hosts?
We need to think about that. That could be a possibility.
Have someone pop in on occasion. We can kind of everybody used to them by I'll take off and you can have somebody and I you can take off and I'll have somebody and we give them a little bit of up on time and then if we want to give them a shout let them come on.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got a couple of people I think I could talk into that.
The simple fact of the matter is that. You and I have been doing this now for going on 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Something close to that.
It's more than two.
Yes, it is. Definitely more than two. Yep. Yep.
Might be 3 years. We might be doing this 3 years.
Yeah. Well, you were doing it longer than I was.
2 years. It's at least 2 years. More than that,
because I can remember us talking about the 2010 elections. Or, I'm sorry, the 2008.
Yeah, that happened about 4 weeks ago.
Well, no.
Oh,
I'm,
2008
I,
elections.
Actually, I was thinking more along the 2008 elections.
Yeah, so it's longer than that. So, okay.
Yep.
So, things have been kind of interesting. Did you have a good Turkey Day?
We had a good Turkey Day. We have a community Thanksgiving dinner that we put on here in Hayfork. Had about 300 some odd people show up.
Wow.
And it's anybody comes. No tickets, no nothing. It's a free Thanksgiving turkey dinner with all the trimmings and fixings and all of that kind of stuff. And live music, too. The Mostly String Band played, and they're good. I like them. You betcha. So we had, well, actually, I had. Marilee stayed home, but I had a good Thanksgiving dinner and good music and saw some friends, and we had a good time. Yes, indeed. Okay. How about you?
Obviously, we spent it with Victoria in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
We watched a couple of movies. We brought some movies in and the laptop in. Victoria actually spent most of the day sleeping, which she was quite upset about later in the evening.
Uh-oh.
She spent most of the day. I was actually pretty happy that she spent most of the day sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
When that sick sleep is a really, really good thing.
Yes.
It's something that I try to encourage her, and she very much dislikes sleeping when we're there. So I understand that, but other than that, we had prime rib and turkey for dinner.
Oh, boy.
So the prime rib was not that good, neither was the turkey.
There
frankly.
You go. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what you get for spending a lot of money at a restaurant that's open on Thanksgiving. You get their crap.
Yes,
and any case.
Yes,
so speaking of dishing out crap.
Yes.
I want to get right into the WikiLeaks here.
Mr. Assange.
We're probably going to be talking about this for the next 2 weeks or so,
mm-hmm.
depending on how much time it takes for people to get through some of this stuff. But the simple fact of the matter is that it's illegal.
Yep.
Start stuff. What has been done is illegal.
Yep.
The left loves illegal document dumps.
Until they screw them up, yeah.
So it's done to them. And then
yep.
they get gospel about it.
Mm-hmm.
Frankly, I'm not adverse to illegal document dumps. And that may sound really strange, only in as much as the people that say that it's illegal are the ones that are generally trying to hide that stuff from us anyways. So I'm inclined to believe that Americans are smarter than the politicians give us credit for, and that we can handle it.
Yep.
Now, as far as the State Department cables going back and forth, frankly, I think that was stupid. Anybody that puts down in writing on paper or electronic anything that they don't want to be seen on the front page of the New York Times is an idiot.
That's true.
Anything now that is consigned to paper or electronic format, if it is enough, if it's dishy enough, will show up, in fact, on the front page of the New York Times. Unless, you know, it has something to do with ClimateGate, and then, you know, that's illegal and they don't do that stuff.
Well, of course. Those things were obviously downloaded illegally, and you know, they just couldn't possibly bear to publicize that stuff.
Poop. Just. Did you know that there's a climate conference going on right now?
There is. In Cancun.
There is.
Yes.
Cool.
And guess what? One of the major players in that said, you know, this really isn't about climate and global warming. This is about redistribution of money to poor countries.
No.
I report, you decide.
I decided.
Yep, a long time ago.
I decided a long time ago. You know, thank you, Pammy. It's for me, it's kind of, first of all, I didn't realize that there was a climate conference going on. given the run up to last year's, you would think that, you know, it would be all over the news, you know, this week, but, you know, ne'er a word that I've heard. And remember, I didn't hear about it on any normal channels. I heard it kind of a roundabout way. So, you know, it was kind of rather interesting about that. Anyways, back to WikiLeaks. The, let's talk about the one person that appears to be most damaged by this.
Manning?
No.
He can be tried. He can be tried for treason.
Yeah, you know, he's a pawn in this little game show.
No, I understand he's a pawn, but he can still be tried for treason, and that carries a death
penalty. I'm happy to have it done. Frankly, if they decide to do that, that's just peachy keen with me.
Yep.
Under hold. Just so that everyone knows, I was in the military. I don't remember. We've talked about what you did in the military, but I don't remember offhand. Sorry.
That's okay. Lots of different stuff. Last duty station was Holloman Air Force Base with basically we were doing missile development. I was part of the Air Force Missile Development Command. And that was really interesting in that we got to play with stuff, and more importantly, the Army was playing with stuff that was the precursor to our modern-day cruise missiles.
Cool.
They were having a hard time, though. they were really having a hard time.
Well, my last duty station was in the high desert here in California, and it was in a communications squadron, and it was in the central maintenance office.
Uh-huh.
So when anything that had to do with communications broke down, the phone call came to our specific office, and we assigned it to – we had nine different work departments that handled different equipment. And depending on where it went, we would sign it out. You know, we would put the work order out, and we would assign a priority depending on what it was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it was something benign, like, you know, a closed-circuit TV camera was not working in one building, you know, that might be something that was not necessarily a big deal. If the TACAN was out, that was kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Those that don't know, tactical navigational device used around the entire world by the military for navigation for military aircraft. If it's down for more than 30 minutes, you have to let the Pentagon know.
Yep.
When it pops, you know, people jump. So didn't happen very often. It happened once or twice, but that's something that has to go out right away. In any case, the reason I brought this up is because in that maintenance office, because it was a central point for communications, and in our building, our office was right next door to what's called Inside Plant. And on the other side of Inside Plant was Crypto.
Uh-huh.
Inside Plant, for those of you that have ever seen it, central service offices for phone companies, that's where all the phones interchanges go to link, and military bases, they have them too. They're called Inside Plant. That's where all the phone connections go from outside the world to inside the base and then out to all the different places in the base. Our office was next door to Inside Plant, as it should be, work communications, and Crypto was on the other side. And Crypto was, in fact, the point where if the Pentagon issued any major alerts, Crypto was the first one to get it. And Crypto was always manned 24/7. And if something came in, Crypto had the responsibility of taking it and decoding it and sending it on its merry way, or just sending it on its merry way, depending on what it was. Crypto had a safe in its area that had key requirements to get into it. As you might expect.
Mm-hmm.
But in our office, we also had a safe that had the access keys to crypto.
Yeah.
So we had a secure safe in our office, and on two occasions I had to access crypto.
Okay.
So take the keys out and go into crypto, which gave me physical access, to the secure military communication channels, at the time. Now, that didn't give me a whole lot of access to, some secure stuff, crypto stuff, but it did give me exactly the same access that Mr. Manning had.
Hmm.
Because all that stuff came through specially coded, and so most of it was passed through units, but in other cases it was dropped into units. Now, I didn't have access to all that stuff because it wasn't my responsibility to be in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Simple fact of the matter is, knowing what I did and how the clearances that I had, frankly, Mr. Manning, I would have taken out and shot in the back room.
Yeah, exactly. Lord.
Frankly, that kind of person in the military, that should be the response.
Mm-hmm. I'm.
Yes, you can go to jail for. No, never mind. Boom! Done.
Yeah.
Okay. Abject lesson. That's my particular thing of that. So it's a violation of the law. I think it's going to cost Hillary her job.
You think so?
I don't think it'll happen right away. But I think by summer she'll be gone.
Well, there's some speculation that she was going to be gone then anyway because she had obviously a bigger fish to fry in terms of the 2012 elections.
I think this is a problem for her. She may be able to spin the idea that that she did nothing different than any other Secretary of State that has been in place, including Condoleezza Rice or Madeleine Albright. But the fact of the matter is that I believe that this is more embarrassing to a lot of our allies that are on the fringe than people like Sarkozy, who, frankly, to find out that, Obama didn't like Sarkozy, Sarkozy doesn't like Obama.
Yeah, gosh. Gee. And you know what? The sun came up in the east this morning, too.
It did. right over Sarkozy first, and then Obama. But the people on the fringe, not the ones that we would be counting on, under almost virtually any circumstance. The ones on the fringe, the ones that are hiding their working with us, this is really, really bad for them.
Yeah. Yep.
And frankly, I don't give a shit. In the big scheme of things, I don't give a shit. You want to play two sides of the game, eventually you're going to get caught and called on it. So, tough shit. So I don't have any particular problem with that. But there are people that are going to lose their lives on there, and, it shows a, it shows a tone deafness in a lot of ways of what's going on. I don't really care about the State Department ones. I don't think she should. I think she will. And maybe it will be a good reason for her to use to get out.
Mm-hmm.
And she can use it to, she can use it to blame Obama for things. So, she likes blaming people for things, so that'd be fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Over the next couple of days, I will read some more stuff and see, if anything interesting has come out of it. Most of the stuff that I'm hearing at this point is, snicker quality stuff.
Yep.
So we'll see more as it comes out. And frankly, I think they should shoot WikiLeaks guy too. You know, if they can find him, shoot him too.
Yeah, I you know the thing that really kind of disturbs me is the Department of Homeland Security shut down, I don't know, 18, 19, 20 some odd domain names here over the last 3 days, I think, something like that. I'm sitting here saying, you know what, if you guys can do that, how come you haven't done that with Assange? You know, I mean, what's going on there? How come you guys haven't shut down that domain name? How come you guys haven't taken the time to look at those and say, you know, we really think we'd be better off without this guy around? And I'm not getting any
I don't post that.
Good answers.
I don't have any problem shooting him. I have a problem with them, the domain.
Oh, I have a big problem with them shutting down domains. Although I did read something today that said, you know what, they did in fact have court orders. But I'm sitting here saying, yeah, okay, fine, let's see them. Let's see what those court orders are and see if we really have them. If they don't have them, then how come they're shutting down those things based on, oh, gosh, somebody may be downloading and uploading illegal music? I mean, give me a break here, folks. Yes, artists, when they compose, ought to be paid for their work unless they put it out there in the public domain. But, you know, that really is a little bit less important than someone taking 250,000 plus diplomatic cables, some of which are classified as secret, and simply spreading them out over the internet. I mean, you know, you really gotta kind of have a little sense of balance here as to just exactly what it is that we're doing. And so far, I haven't seen that.
No, you know, it's the total mindlessness of, you know, we have to, you know, frisk down grandma and leave workers go by.
Yep. In fact, there was a story out of Canada today. Apparently, Islamic women who are in burqas do not have to flip up their veil to be identified to fly out of Canada. And it's like, really? Gosh, I wonder if I could dress up in a burqa, fly out of Canada into the United States. Think maybe I could? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Particularly if I didn't have to flip up my veil.
Yeah. Just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, just keep my mouth shut. Yeah. Well, all right, don't speak any English. I just speak Farsi or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Yep. Not something that is designed to put a lot of confidence into our air travel. And frankly, I am offended that 6-year-olds, nursing mothers, and 80-year-old nuns get patted down, frisked, groped, and naked scanned, while we really don't seem to have a clue as to who in the hell might be blowing us up.
Oh, we know who the hell is trying to blow us up.
Well, it must be nuns and 6-year-old kids and nursing mothers.
We just don't want to say that.
I see.
You say that, they might blow us up.
Oh,
so tired of whining.
I Political correctness is going to be the death. And you know the other thing that really pisses me off? The damn politicians don't even have to go through that. None of it. They just skate on by like, oh, yeah, nothing's happening here. Forget about it, folks. Man up. Or whatever. You know, and that just, I'm sorry, that just makes me so damn mad. It just, it ain't right. I mean, you know,
put
the first family through that every time they get on Air Force One.
You like that? I heard that too.
Yeah, I like that. Oh, I'm sorry, you're going to have to go through the naked scanner. Oh, you don't want that? Fine, I'll grope you. Ooh, let me grope him. Oh, I could grope him good. He might not walk for 3 or 4 weeks after I got done groping him.
Well, I should I even mention the fat lip?
Oh, Jesus. Hey, you know, I have been tagged with errant elbows in basketball before and have gotten some really nice black eyes over it. You know, I can kind of sympathize on that one.
Is that what I heard? 20 stitches?
12. And apparently they were really fine sutures and so that he wouldn't have a lot of scar there and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So my guess is probably 3 or 4 would have been fine, but they needed to do a little cosmetics on that.
Yeah, let me tell you, thin skin.
Yeah.
Thin skin. That's all I've got to say about that.
Yes, indeed. Yes,
because I can tell you, I've been popped in the mouth more times than I care to admit to,
mm-hmm.
and I've never had a split lip once.
I've never had a split lip from basketball or fighting or anything like that. That's never happened. I've had other things, but not that.
I did split my brother's lip and opened up my fist when I popped him one time when we were young.
Yeah?
Well, he was wearing braces. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Damn.
Ooh,
well.
Ouch. Inside and outside. Yeah, yeah. Not good.
No. He didn't like it. Neither did I.
Mm-hmm.
My mother liked it a whole lot less. She was within arm shot, and I got
it. Oh, God. Yep. Got one of those Proby slaps, huh?
Yeah, so that you guys know, I have a little heft to me. I got some size. You know. Mom and Dad, not so much.
Yeah.
Mom's just a hair under 5 foot tall. Dad's just a hair under 5'5". Dad, soaking wet, weighs about 137 pounds.
Mm.
Okay. I was bigger than my father by the time I got into high school.
Mm-hmm.
I passed my mother sometime in elementary school. In any case, you know, mothers can be vicious. Cobras ain't got nothing on a mother strike.
No,
man, a mother strike can come from nowhere.
Nope. Yeah.
The reach, you know, this is a woman that's 5 foot tall. Let me tell you, she's got about a 6 foot reach. You know, snap.
Yeah.
You know, pop. You know, where the hell did that come from?
Yeah, really.
You know, my mom was also could have been a third base coach for any major league team.
Oh boy.
Because if you knew you were in trouble and you started heading for the hills,
mm-hmm.
my mother would just casually reach down, take off her sandal or her shoe, and throw it.
Uh-oh.
Unerringly.
Yeah.
From a distance.
Right in the back
target,
of the head.
Back of the head.
Yeah.
No. The most casual way. It would just be reach down, take, whap, boom, done.
Yeah, there you go.
Oops,
I screwed up there. Okay. Learned that lesson.
So, you know, anyways, enough for parents.
Yep.
I'm I'm hoping that the next batch of WikiLeaks stuff that's supposed to come out in January about a major bank.
Yeah.
I hope it's Chase. Just saying.
Oh yeah. Chase would be good.
And this would be stellar. I'd pay for access if they got Goldman Sachs.
You know, it could be.
I'd pay for Goldman.
I mean, rich pickings there.
I'd pay for that. Something happened today
Before you get off that. What are the odds, given that Interpol just put out a pickup order on Assange, what are the odds, you think, that Obama and his Department of Legal is going to do something with that so that those don't come out? I mean, he's the one, Obama's the one who's gotten most of those dollars.
This is what I have to say.
Okay.
If he's not picked up in the next 10 days, if the website's not taken down in the next 10 days, and if nobody knows what bank it is, and if it's Goldman Sachs, and all of a sudden he just falls off the face of the planet within, like, 2 hours, okay, then I would suggest that I'd really like to be on his distribution list. I don't think they'll do anything unless they know for a fact what bank he's got.
Well, I don't know. He's been pretty good at being able to keep that kind of stuff pretty secret.
Yeah, if he's got Goldman Sachs in his quiver, and they know it, he's a dead man.
Oh yeah. Yep.
And in fact, if he turns up dead, I will absolutely be convinced. I will be one of the conspiracy theorists that will be absolutely convinced that, in fact, that's what we had with Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, I wouldn't bet against that.
Just saying! Don't say much.
Yeah, I know. Jeez. Pretty sad, let me tell you.
But I don't expect them to do anything else to him. So.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Could be. I'm not going to say couldn't happen, for sure.
Let's go on to, I don't know which one I want to do first. Let's get rid of the easy one first.
Okay.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Yeah.
Interesting statistic. I don't know if you read it. For those service members who reported having served with or believing they had served with a homosexual member, 92% said no big deal.
Okay.
So, and 69% had reported that they believed they had served with somebody that was gay.
Okay.
So out of 115,000, that's a pretty big number. That would have been consistent with my own experience in the military. A lot of people had known that there was gays serving and that it did not affect cohesion, but you and I have talked about that. The statistics also show that frontline combat units are more worried about it than anybody else. Except for one other group. I don't know if you caught this. Do you know what group is the most concerned about gays serving in the military?
No. I'm waiting.
I was wondering if you knew.
No, I don't.
Chaplains.
Really?
Apparently they're the most concerned. The chaplains. You can read into that whatever you want. I haven't read enough in there to be able to say anything other than that.
Mm-hmm.
So, for those service members that believe that, you know, that they have served with gay, no, or believe they've served with gay, not a big deal. Combat units, consider it a big deal. And I think you and I would both agree that that would be, in fact, the place where most people would be concerned by it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't think most units care if the cook is gay.
Yeah, so, probably not.
So, all that being said, it looks like it'll be repealed in the next year or so, one way or the other. I think that's fine. I think in 5 years it'll be a non-issue, which is good because I'm not interested in being a political football. I think the military deserves better than that.
Well,
so,
I wouldn't disagree with that.
They don't need to be part of political football.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, absolutely.
And I really firmly believe that the biggest number of people that get kicked out of the military under Don't Ask, Don't Tell are ones that want to make a big deal out of it.
Possible.
So I'm happy to have them not have that opportunity. The other interesting part that happened today was Republicans met with the leadership met with Obama.
Yes.
Obama complained that the spirit of nonpartisanship was alive and well.
Oh, really? Okay.
I only wanted Boehner to do one thing, and I bet it didn't happen, and I'll probably never know. But I only wanted one thing to come out of his mouth when they sat down.
Mm,
you lost.
Yeah, right.
Oh.
I won.
Oh, Lord.
Somehow I don't think that happened, but I'm, you know, it would have been nice. Yeah, it would have been nice. Jeez.
You know, my problem is that, you know, most politicians have no concept of snark.
Well, they certainly don't, and what is even worse is that all of the side agreements are not going to be made available. And that's like, yeah, okay, fine. There's the broad outlines. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty. Oh, I'm sorry. No, you can't have those. By the way, we want to pass this month. Fortunately, it takes 2/3 of the Senate to pass a treaty. And I don't know that he's going to get that.
You know, we seem to be getting in a habit of presidents signing treaties and then them not getting past the Senate.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. As long as they don't somehow get implemented via executive order, et cetera, et cetera.
Of course, then you end up with situations where, you know, frankly, he is the most incompetent boob I've...
Yes.
In my life.
Yes, absolutely.
And he has, it appears that he has surrounded himself with people that make him look smart.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. And that is scary because regardless of anything else, we still have a country to run here, folks. We still have relationships that we need to maintain throughout the world. We still have carrots and sticks that we need to dangle. And so far, he doesn't show me anything in terms of doing that. Or at least not to the right people. Although, I will, you know, not actually give him credit, but if those WikiLeaks documents are correct, all of our putative friends in the Middle East are saying, you guys got to do something about Iran and Iraq. You guys need to do something. And if that means, in the words of the Saudi king, cut off their heads, then okay, that's what you got to do. So far, I haven't seen anything overt on his part that says, oh, yeah, okay, we need to do that.
Nah. Wouldn't happen. I mean,
not under him, I don't think.
Iran could show a video. A video documentary.
There you go.
They could produce one that showed Republican guards going into Iraq and blowing up American soldiers and then shooting them, you know, as they lie bleeding on the ground, and then, you know, desecrating them, and then coming back to Iran and being feted with Ahmadinejad, you know, Ahmadinejad jacket at a feast in their honor.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what Barack Obama would do?
A sturdily worded postcard is my guess, but
I don't know that he would actually send something in writing.
Yeah, I see.
I heard there was a news report today about they're going to restrict recruiters in the high schools here in town because they're being too aggressive. Apparently, the recruiters are going to high schools, and then the kids ask for additional information, and the recruiter. The parents consider that to be harassment.
I see.
Who knew? In any case,
they're
going to pass a law that's going to restrict recruiters to twice a year and no follow-up phone calls to home.
Really?
And this is what the reporter said at the end of the piece. Violations of the rules would result in they would get in really big trouble. Violations of the law would result in big trouble. I'm just sitting there going, what? That's
really?
What Obama would do if Iran did something like that. You guys, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, you're going to get big trouble.
Big trouble.
There you go.
You're doing that, you're going to get big trouble.
Yeah.
That's as much as I expect out of Obama with an overt act, an overt, clearly defined, absolutely provable in a court of law with 100% requirement, direct evidence, and Obama would go, you guys are not being good.
Yeah, right.
and that's probably the worst thing is that if Iran actually nuked Tel Aviv Tel Aviv, I honestly believe our response would be nothing.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And that's not scary, that's depressing.
Yeah. Yep. We would deplore it.
We would deplore.
Yes.
Well, how many software engineers were in Tel Aviv that were working on our security protocol?
There you go.
Yeah.
This is a major inconvenience here.
Major inconvenience.
Yes, indeed.
All those backscatter, X-ray machines. Do you know the software is produced in Israel?
Yeah. Oh, was it really?
No, I have no idea. But complaining about.
Actually, you bring up the backscatter X-ray machines. Did you know that George Soros, is, or at least was up until about a week and a half ago, a major investor in that?
Yeah. Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. I'm, you know, it's kind of like, okay. And then about, about a week or so ago, less than 2 weeks, he sold his entire stake. I think he figured he'd got as much out of that as he was going to get, given the reaction of the American public to all that. I also heard, don't know if it's true, but I also heard they turned the damn things off over the Thanksgiving holiday.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, I heard that. And I thought to myself, don't know if that's true, but if it is true, gosh, that certainly takes the steam out of folks that were willing to protest it, doesn't it?
Yep.
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 So it was kind of like
the guy that took off his clothes right down to his skivvies.
Oh yeah, yeah. Or the gal, who was it? The gal who flew in her bikini.
In the bikini.
Yeah. It was like, okay, good shot there, gal. You betcha.
So I had what is going to happen with this lame duck session?
Oh boy.
Okay, so don't ask, don't tell. No.
No?
Nope. I think Gates has negated the need for that. They'll get the repeal of it. It'll happen just in time for Obama sometime in the end of 2011 and going into 2012. It'll happen during the course of 2012, and he'll be able to claim, you know, to the gay community to see I got that done.
Really?
So, you know, and they'll be able to delay it long enough for the military to start putting some stuff into place. For dealing with it.
You do know that Harry Reid is scheduled a standalone vote on it, right? In the lame duck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about the remake?
I don't think it'll go.
That's coming up too.
So, the taxes, I think they're going to extend them. They're going to extend them 2 years. And then if Obama doesn't win in 2012, he can let them expire as a screw you.
Got some danger there.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think that that's one that the Republicans could say this is an emergency economic matter, and it only takes 50 votes.
And
I mean, and it's a foregone conclusion it's going to go through the House.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to fly.
No.
All I think is going to happen is they're going to extend it for 2 years.
Maybe so. If the Republicans are smart, what they will do is they will make the extension January 21st, 2012.
Well, frankly, I think they should make the extension to November 1st, 2011.
Really?
2012, rather. November 1st, 2012. I think they should make it so that it has to be done before the election. Make it the end of the fiscal year. September 30th, 2011. Let Obama have to either sign it or let it go before the election.
What? Yeah,
that's what I'd like to
do. Well, that would certainly make things pretty clear cut, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe so. What do you think about the Dream Act?
Done deal.
Think so?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And if the Republicans are smart, they'll do something about it. You know, come back. Yeah, I actually think that's going to go through. Of everything that's on the plate for the lame duck.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think that's the one thing the Democrats would dearly love to get through.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Hmm. Yeah, I think that's a done deal.
Well,
I think there's a lot of other garbage that's going to happen in between times, but Dream Act, I think, is a done deal. Taxes, you know, I think they'll avoid it by doing some, by an extension on there. Don't ask, don't tell. I don't think it'll happen. I think Reid will say, you know, the military has made its thing. We're going to give them the time to go ahead and take care of business.
Mm.
You know, at most, they're going to have a sense of the, you know, the sense of Congress that they want the preparations to be done in a year.
Hmm.
But I don't think they'll do anything else with it.
Hmm.
What else is on the plate? Dream Act. Obamacare is not going to be repealed.
No, it isn't. You know, that's kind of a far-fetched thing.
And frankly, if the Republicans are smart, they'll just let the taxes expire.
Oh, yeah?
If they're smart, they'll let the taxes expire.
All of them?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. What's your reasoning? I'm kind of curious.
Oh, I'm all for killing the economy.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And first of all, you know, it's going to happen anyway. So, you know, the only question is when and how. Both of us were wrong as far as the GDP figure coming in.
Yeah, we were. You know, weren't we? Lord.
But again, like the previous quarter, almost all of that improvement was inventory-based.
Yep.
So, you know, that's going to come back and haunt. Christmas sales appear to be doing much better than anybody expected. You know, we are very much, the economy is very much getting into a much more segregated situation at this point. We're getting a lot more people that are not, that are have-nots, that are deeply in financial trouble.
I agree.
Between unemployment and real estate, and which continues to be not only soft but getting worse, and the haves that are just going flat out berserk. You know, I was doing a fair amount of driving on Thursday, and one of the things that I noticed was I was going down to the hospital on Friday morning, and there is a mall not far from the hospital, just off the interstate near the hospital,
mm-hmm.
and the off ramp was backed up by a mile.
Really?
And the street around the mall was just—it was parking lot. Really, it was parking lot everywhere around there.
Huh.
You know, sales. CJ was in the mall at a different mall, and her comment was that the place was a zoo. Absolutely a zoo. People were buying shopping carts worth of stuff.
You know, the story that I read on that, or at least one of the stories that I read on that, says the number of shoppers was up like 2.2% over last year. But Which was a pretty shitty year, but the average ticket was down. Now, it didn't say down by how much, so I couldn't do kind of a rough calculation and say, okay, what does that mean? But if the number of shoppers was up, but the average ticket was down, either those were better sales than you usually see at that time of the year, or two, people are still holding on to their money. And I know which way I'm betting.
Well, I would suggest to you that that you know, things are getting really weird. You know, we've got 20 to 30 million people that are in that are deeply in trouble financially.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And probably another 20 million that are close enough to being on the edge that they're worried, actively managing their money in a way that, that shows that they're scared.
Yeah.
And we've got 60 million people that are just going, I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm doing just fine.
Yeah. In fact, I watched, as I usually do, I watched Cavuto today, and they had on, he had on a guy that was a unionized federal employee and looked to be fairly well-to-do. And he said, in regard to this wage freeze, he said, oh gosh, isn't that terrible? These people are actually taking a pay cut. And I was sitting there saying, how in the world do you get from a pay freeze to a pay cut? And of course, he never explained that, so it was like, oh, okay, fine. We'll see what happens.
It's government money. If it's less than they expected, it's a cut.
Well, that's true. So we'll see.
All right. You know, I'm of the mind that this kind of separation of economic interests cannot persist for an extended period of time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but of course it's been persisting now for almost 2 years, so...
It has.
I
don't know how it does that. I mean, frankly, it just kind of goes counter to everything that I thought that I had learned about economics. But apparently I'm not I'm not as knowledgeable as I thought I was.
Well, actually things are continuing to progress exactly as I suggested. You know, in 1989 when I wrote a paper on chaotic behavior in macroeconomic systems.
Uh-huh.
In which I suggested that the economy could no longer go into a recession, that it would go oscillate between periods of moderate growth, 3-3.5%, and very slow growth, 1-1.5%, and that that we would have large segments of the society, you know, rolling recessions, but the economy itself would never do so again. And if you look at it, that's pretty much what's been going on.
Hmm.
You know, even 1991 and 2001, 2002 were pretty much that way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, we got 30 seconds left. Go ahead and shout out.
Oh, geez. Okay. Louisa Law, Just Me Pammy, Arkansas Traveler, Mama Gurkha, thanks for listening in. We certainly appreciate it. We're going to be short in the green room because I got folks that want the phone.
Yeah, and I have to immediately to Victoria. So we will have our Christmas music next week.
There you go.
So we'll see how that goes. William, you have a good week. And
you
everyone
too,
else,
Tracy.
Back. We'll talk to you next week. All right, green room for
green
the
room.
5 seconds. Going to be
sure
here.
Sure. Yeah. Okay.
William, you have a good week.
You too.
We'll see what's going on with as we get a chance to look at more WikiLeaks.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Those are tough to get.
Everyone have a good week.
You
William,
too.
You too. Bye. Say my best to Mary Lee.
I will do that. Okay. And mind a V.
All right.
Bye bye.
Good night, everybody.